今天是一个非常特殊的日子。
Today is a very special day.
按立长老是教会的大事。
Ordaining an elder is a very important thing for the church.
我们看今天的经文很短，提多书第一章第五节。
We can see today's passage. This is a short passage.
保罗说：“我从前留你，这个你指的是提多。”
Paul was talking about that he left this person, was referring to Titus.
是要你将那没有办完的事办整齐了，又照我所吩咐你的，在各城设立长老。
He says, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to further the faith of God's elect. Let's see. And this is verse 5, I'm sorry. Verse 5.The reason I left you in Crete was that you might put in order what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you.
我把红字标出的那几个字特别重要，也是今天讲到的主题，叫做在各城设立长老。
What is highlighted in red is very important. It's said to establish elders in every town.
保罗为何要吩咐提多？我们在别的地方也看到保罗吩咐提摩太在各城、在各教会里面要设立长老呢？
Why does Paul tell Titus and also Timothy to establish or install elders in different places?
因为这是建立地方教会的最后一步，也是最关键的一步。
Because this is the very last step in establishing a local church, it is also the most key step.
在过去的几年，我们的西佛教会，我们哥伦比亚华人教会，发生了过去教会36年历史上最重大的两件事情。
In the past couple of years, two very important events happened in the history of Chinese Christian Church of Columbia.
第一件事情就是在教会设立长老。
The first one is to establish elder in the church.
第二件事情就是今天我们所做的，按立合格的正确的人成为长老。
The number two thing that was to establish, to set up someone who is acceptable, the correct person to be elder.
我们都知道在教会建造中有一些事情比较重要，我们都很看重，比如说建堂啊。
We know that there are certain things that we kind of pay attention to. They consider them important things, like establishing building a building.
我们今天坐在这样明亮整洁的礼拜堂的里面聚会，这个建筑物凝聚了很多弟兄姐妹的心血。
That today we can be worshiping in this place. This is bright and very beautiful sanctuary. It takes a lot of brothers and sisters very hard work.
但是我们在圣经里面，在新约圣经里面，没有看见使徒保罗谆谆告诫提摩太、提多要在以弗所的市中心构筑地产。
But we see that Paul did not tell Timothy to go to the middle of the city of Ephesus in downtown to purchase a piece of land.
或是在克里特岛的海滩上面构筑海景房
，or maybe on the beach of Crete, the island, and build a seaside property.
但是保罗念念不忘提醒提多、提摩太要在各城、在各教会设立长老。
But Paul kept on reminding and talking about you go to different towns and establish and set up elders.
因为唯有安立了长老，教会才算是真正意义上建立起来了。
Because by installing elders, then it is definitely the establishment of a church.
英文里面有一个词叫做 capstone.
That's the term capstone.
Capstone 就是一个建筑物建完以后最后一块放上去完成的那块石头叫做 capstone.
That is the piece of stone, the last piece to be put on the building, the last piece to finish.
如果我们把建造教会也比作建造一个建筑物的话，那么按立长老就好像在建筑物完工的最后那一刻把这个 capstone 放在上面。
If we consider building a church, it's like building a building, then this ordination of elder is like putting a capstone as the last piece of stone on the building.
教会是我们的主在地上所设立的 唯一的机构。
This is the only institution that our Lord established on earth.
并且主耶稣承诺说，我要建造我的教会。
And the Lord Jesus said that I want to build my church.
建立教会最关键的一步，我们说是就是设立长老。
The most key thing in establishing a church is to establish and install elders.
在初代教会，那些建立起来的教会，有的用了一年，有的用了三年，就设立了长老。
In the early churches, some of them use 1 year, some use 3 years to set up elders.
我们教会用了整整36年，因为我们教会的标准比较高。
It took us 36 years. We are having a higher standard.
尽管我们走了36年，好像以色列人走旷野。
It seems like even though it is 36 years, it was like the Israelites wandering in the wilderness.
但是我们毕竟走出来了，我们毕竟走到了今天这一步。
Yet finally, eventually, we have arrived, we have achieved today, this step.
今天是我们哥伦比亚华人教会历史上一个重要的日子。
Today is in the history of Chinese Christian Church of Colombia, it's a very important day.
因为我们要在今天安立我们教会的第一位代职的长老。
Because today is we are going to ordain our first lay elder.
虽然我们安立了这一位长老之后，暂时还不能够成立长老团，但是我们是向着圣经所启示的教会的构架迈出了重要的一步。
Even though we have one elder, and we are still not set up the board of elders yet, because there's only one person. Yet we are in the teaching of the scriptures. We are moving on a very important step.
我们看今天的经文，提多书第一章五节。
Look at the passage, Titus chapter 1 verse 5.
保罗把提多留在克里特的一个原因，是要让他把没有办完的事情办整齐了。
Paul left Titus at Crete to finish the unfinished business.
我们中文翻成没有办完的那个事情。
In Chinese, it's talk about that the matter that has not been finished yet.
在原文中有一些是不完全的事情，不整齐的事情，不尽如人意的事情。
In the original text, it's about something that are not totally complete, something that's not done as well as you want it to be done.
甚至在解经上面稍微撑一下的话，可以解释为是有一些不好的事情啊，甚至是社会的世俗的事情侵入了克里特的教会。
In fact, if you consider some more, it may be something that is not so desirable, maybe something that is secular, something worldly that has invaded the church at Crete.
所以保罗要让提多把这些事情办好了，然后在教会设立长老。
So Paul wants Titus to finish doing those things and then install elders.
就好像是说把那些垃圾的不好的东西把它 整理了整好了，把那些不好的东西扔出去，然后在教会的周围设立围墙，然后设立看护的人。
It seems to be like you get rid of the garbage, get rid of the trash, and then establish a wall of protection around the church.
那么我们今天在这个地方所做的，就是当年保罗吩咐提多在克里特要做的事情。
So today what we are doing is what Paul told Titus to do in the church at Crete.
设立长老是圣经所启示的教会构架。
To set up elders is what the Bible has inspired and revealed us the structure of the church.
我们相信圣经的权威，我们要依照圣经的教导来规划我们的生活。
We want to submit to the authority of the Bible, and then we want to work, live our lives according to its teachings.
但是我们有没有想到说，我们建造教会也要按照圣经所启示的模式，有圣经的构架，英文更加清楚，叫做 biblical structure。
And if we consider this is the biblical structure as we build up a church, it is something that is entirely biblical.
在教会设立长老是圣经明显的启示。
To set up elders in the church is an obvious revelation in the Bible.
我们看提多书一章五节那个地方有一个这个介词。
Titus 1:5, there's a particular word.
在各城设立长老，各城我不知道这个读的我对不对哈？这个我们的希腊文老师坐在下面哈，这 Katapolion。
And this work, I don't know whether I read it correctly. Our good teacher is over here, Kata Korean.
Kata 这个字
，the word Kata，
它的意思是一个一个，各城各个，每一个，一个接着一个，不要漏掉一个。
It's one by one, one city at a time, one town at a time, one at a time, but do not miss anyone.
保罗没有说在这个城设立长老，在那个城就不要设。
Paul did not say that set up elders in this town, but skip it in the next town.
而是说 Katapolion 每一个城都要设立。
But Katapolion each and every city do this.
那么在《使徒行传》十四章二十一到二十三节里面，也同样的用了这个介词，表达了同样的意思。
And then in Acts of Apostles chapter 14 verse 21 to 23, it is using the same word Katapolion.
保罗和巴拿巴一路建立教会，然后在他们所建立的教会里面，在每一个教会里面，在二十三章那个地方说，在各个教会里面，又是这个 kata kata ecclesion。
And Paul used kata ecclesion. Let's talk about these different churches. Each and every churches in those churches do this.
是每一个教会，不要错过一个教会，各个教会都要设立长老。
It is each and every church. Do not miss any one of the churches. In every church, set up elders.
所以这是圣经很清楚的记载。
This is a clear record in the Bible.
那么更多的记载，我想今天没有时间跟大家细讲。以弗所教会有长老，耶路撒冷作为当时教会的母会也有长老。当时
And also, you know that there are other churches. The church of Ephesus has elders, and the church, the mother church in Jerusalem, the Jerusalem comes, the mother church also has elders.
那么当时在《使徒行传》十五章第一次耶路撒冷会议的时候，保罗去耶路撒冷去申辩，为外邦人得救的权利去申辩的时候，他就是去见耶路撒冷的使徒和长老。
When Paul was appearing before the Jerusalem Council, he was going to plead the case for the salvation of the Gentiles. He was appearing before the elders in the Church of Jerusalem.
彼得是使徒，但是在彼得前书五章一节，他说：“我这做长老的，要劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，就是刚才Dr. Harvey 所读的那段经文。”
That was the passage that Dr. Harvey has just read in 1 Peter chapter 5. He talked about that. Paul said that I am an elder and I admonish you and I kind of advise you that you are also elders together with me.
不但在地上有长老，在天上居然也有长老。
Not just there are elders on earth and heaven, there are also elders.
启示录四章二到四节那地方。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 2 to 4.
我们看到红字的地方说宝座的周围，宝座是指上帝的宝座，又有二十四个座位，其上坐着二十四位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。
What is highlighted in red is that around the throne of God, there are 24 seats, and on seated were 24 elders. They were clothed in white, and then they have golden crown on their head.
我们看见启示录中有长老，但是没有提到神学院的老师。
Said in the evolution talk about elders, but did not talk about teachers in the seminaries.
我们注意这些长老在敬拜的时候是摘下冠冕，说明他们的权威来自于上帝。
And as they worship these elders, they throw down their crowns. It is to submit to the authority of God.
但是当他们转过身去的时候，他们就会戴上冠冕，行使上帝所赐的属灵的权柄。
When they turn around, they put on their golden crowns. Then they would exercise their spiritual authority given them by the God.
所以我想在圣经里面对长老这个词的研究大家就希望大家可以很清楚的里面有一个印象，就是说 长老不是人间臆想出来的人为的这样一个职分，乃是上帝所吩咐的圣经启示的这样一个职分。
So I hope that you have a good understanding about the term elder. This is not something that's invented by man. It's something that's man-made. It is inspired and revealed by God. And it is a position that is installed and instituted by God.
实际上圣经里面对于长老有不同的称呼。
In the Bible, there are different terms referring to elders.
而不同的称呼事实上是对应的不同的职分跟功能。
It is referring to the different position and the different functions.
首先圣经里面称长老是牧者pastors 或者叫做 shepherds.
The first one was about shepherds or pastors.
其实这两个牧师跟长老之间是混用的，在长老制的教会里面牧师就是 one of the elders, or first of the elders, or senior pastor.
In fact, there are these two terms are used interchangeably. Of course, the pastor, the senior pastor, is the one who leads the churches, and elders is among the pastors.
所以 shepherds 是牧人，是有责任喂养羊群的，也就是主耶稣在复活之后三次对彼得吩咐说，你要喂养我的羊。
Shepherd is something to feed the flock, just like Jesus after his resurrection, he appeared to Peter and asked him three times, told him three times, "Feed my sheep."
长老也有的时候称为监督，英文叫做 overseers.
Sometimes elders also call overseers.
Oversee 监督这个字，从这个字根上看，好像老鹰的眼睛从上看下来，或者是往上看。
As an overseer, it seems like you have the eye of an eagle to look down from above.
也就是说 ，overseer 的职分是从上帝那里领受意象，把握教会的发展的方向。遇到危险的时候要发出警讯，必要时候要挺身而出与狮子老虎搏斗。
And so as an overseer, you will be kind of getting the vision from God and also inspire the church and also to protect the church if there is conflicts that may lead to fight with lions or tigers to fight off the invasion.
那么长老在圣经里面还有一个叫 presbyters.
Another term is presbyters.
中文翻成长老。长老不是因为他长得老，而是因为他属灵里面成熟。
It is not because he is elderly, but because spiritually mature.
是属灵里面比较老成。
A spiritually more mature person.
是会众效法的属灵榜样。
It's an example that the congregation can emulate.
那么我们今天今天就侧重讲一下这个 presbyters 或者是属灵榜样这个 elder 在属灵里面成熟的这个榜样的这个功能。
Today we want to also talk about the function of the elder as a presbyter as someone who sets up an example.
我们华人最擅长从榜样学习。
As Chinese, we are good at learning from examples.
我们大陆来的弟兄姐妹都学过雷锋，有没有学过雷锋？
Some people from many Chinese learn about 雷锋。
这个手不多啊，我觉得一学雷锋的话，大家都知道，大概90%的都举起来。
I was hoping that 90% of you would raise your hands. We only have a few.
这种的设计背后是有很深的理念的，因为我们非常善于从榜样学习。
What is behind is very deep because we are so good at learning from examples.
我记得我在博士论文在教那个博士大纲的时候，我教了改了两次，但是那个导师团还是不满意，我就纳闷，我就问他们说，你们到底要什么呢？
When I was doing my doctoral thesis, I have two versions. My instructor was still not happy, so I asked, "What really do you want?"
然后他们就给了我一个范本。
And they gave me an outline.
我一看，a sample,
give me a sample.
然后我一看就明白了，然后改了一下就交过去就通过了。
Then I understand. Then I have the samples. Then I make some changes and I passed.
中国人，我们华人很擅长从榜样学习。
We Chinese we are very good at learning from examples.
上帝也体恤我们东方人，所以以榜样来教我们。
God also revealed to the Asians, so He also wants us to teach us with examples.
所以道要成肉身 ，Logos 要 become incarnate， 成为血肉之躯，活在我们面前，让我们去效法基督。
So that's why Jesus was the Word incarnate. The Word became flesh so that we can imitate, learn from Christ.
所以保罗也让弟兄姐妹要效法他，就如他效法基督一样。
Paul told the brothers and sisters to imitate from his examples, just like he imitated from Christ's example.
长老就是弟兄姐妹属灵生命的标杆。
The elder is the standard and the mark for brothers and sisters to look for.
是地方教会属灵生命成熟的榜样。
It's the local church, spiritual maturity's example.
在弟兄姐妹的面前体现和活出圣经的教导，让我们去学习、效法和跟随的。
It is to live out the example, live out the Christian life, so the brothers and sisters can learn from it and imitate that.
但是我们今天的教会，克里特当时的教会是一个没有榜样的这样一个社会，或者英文叫做 lost of paradise， 我们是一个失范的这样的一个社会。
Just as what was referred in lost in paradise, our community, our society seems like we have lost the examples. We do not have something that we can learn from and imitate.
所以保罗在提摩太书一章十二节那个地方，好像扎针一样啊，来针砭啊克里特教会的问题。他说克里特中有一个本地的先知为克里特人诊断说，这些人常说谎话，乃是恶兽，又残又懒。
So that's why Paul mentioned in verse 12, he tested about in the Greek, that was a local prophet. They were like animals. They were lazy and they were also fierce.
这几句话如果用在今天的中国身上，又是一个辱华事件呢。
If we use this, then it's another political incident if we apply it to the Chinese.
但是保罗毫不留情。
But Paul was very stern.
所以克里特社会是一个失范的社会，这种世俗的环境中，教会的领袖所起的榜样的作用就非常的重要。
So in the time of the secularism, and the example that the church leader set is very, very important.
其实我们今天也同样生活在一个失范的、没有榜样的社会。
Today we are also in a particular society in that it is not Christ-like.
你可以想象一下吗？你们的总统，我还是中国人，所以我还是拿中国护照，所以是你们的总统。
So I would say that. Well, think about our president. Well, if
you are American, 要付封口费 ，hush money.
Well, he gave hush money.
这是什么概念
？What kind of concept?
如果他到我们的教会，哥伦比亚华人教会来应聘长老，我们一定不会同意他的。
If he come and try to be an elder, we would not approve him.
光一个条件，只做一个夫人的丈夫，他就不合格了，对不对
？Another condition to be the husband of one wife, and he flunked that one too.
所以长老的要求是很高的。
So the demand, the requirements of being elder is very high.
许多可以当总统的人都不能在我们教会当长老。
Those who can be presidents cannot be elders in this church.
所以克里特教会生活在一个失范的世界里面，我们今天也同样生活在一个堕落的失范的社会里面。
So the church at Crete, they were living in a fallen world, just like we are today. We are also living in a fallen world.
如果教会没有长老，就好像一个园子没有围墙。世俗很容易就侵入世界，世俗很容易就侵入教会。
If the church does not have wall, does not have protection, then the world can easily invade the church.
所以这是长老。那我们看到，在今天所看的这段经文里面
，This is about elders, and in this passage that we have talked about.
第一节的经文
the
verse, 一章五节这个经文
verse 1 chapter 1 verse 5,
在各城设立长老，这个长老这个字在原文里面是复数，
is established elders in different towns. This was in plural.
应该是叫做设立一群长老，
is to establish a group of elders.
长老不仅仅是信徒个体属灵生命的标杆。
Elders is not only the standard for spiritual maturity.
那么长老也是一个群体。
And elders also is a group.
长老团，长老作为一个群体，是教会属灵生活的标杆。
the board of elders or the group of elders is the spiritual standard for the church.
新约教会里面隐藏的一个奥秘。
There is a mystery in the New Testament church.
我在准备这篇讲道的时候，突然想起，自创了一个词，叫做 WMC。
As I was preparing for this sermon, I created a word called WMC.
Stands for Weapons of Massive Construction.
Weapons of Mass Construction.
大家都知道，布什要到伊拉克去找 WMD, Weapons of Massive Destruction.
You all remember the Second Gulf War. President Bush wants to go to Iraq for WMD to eliminate Weapons of Mass Destruction.
破坏是很重要的，但建设是比破坏难得多的。
Destruction is important, but construction is even more difficult.
什么是 WMC massive 这个 weapon of massive construction 呢？
What is WMC, the weapons of mass construction, massive construction?
在新约里面叫做 koinonia.
In the New Testament, it's called koinonia.
Fellowship.
It's fellowship.
中文叫做团契。
团契。
我们今天的很多的团契大概都没有得到团契 koinonia 的精髓。
Many of fellowship here today, maybe we do not have the essence of koinonia.
我们来设想一下，单个的长老他的榜样的力量已经很伟大，很了不起了。
Consider that a single elder, the power is also very miraculous.
如果一群圣洁的长老，一群成熟的长老放在一起，他们会怎么样呢？
If there is a group or a plurality of elders, if they are together, what would be their powers?
我们常常说，我们中国人很聪明啊，一个人在一起是一条，一个人是一条龙，一群人在一起就是一堆虫。
The Chinese have a little saying that if one person here is a dragon, but if you put a bunch of dragons together, it becomes a bunch of worms.
因为我们不了解什么叫做 koinonia, 什么叫做群体的力量。
Because we do not understand the power of the group of the masses, the power of koinonia.
主耶稣基督在地上就培养了这么一群人，这么一群榜样。
Jesus cultivated and set up these people as an example.
然后教他们怎么样在一起互动
，and teach them how to interact，
成为一群 critical mass， 成为一个群聚效应
，so it becomes a critical mass。
然后新约教会开始就是这个圣灵降临，让他们有一个真正的 koinonia。
And then the beginning of the New Testament church, the coming of the Holy Spirit, which gives them have this, the beginning of the koinonia, the genuine koinonia.
凡物共用，深度合一，或者有一个神学家写的叫做 being as communion.
They're being as a communion because they share everything. They share what they have with each other.
就像我们的上帝三位一体的神是生活在团契之中。
And just like our triune God, our Trinity live in also a fellowship.
一个圣徒发挥的力量
the power of one individual,
远远比不上两个圣徒、三个圣徒、一群圣徒所发挥的力量
cannot be compared to the power or the effectiveness of two saints or three or four or group of believers.
天国里面或者新约里面所启示出来的一群圣徒在一起的力量，两个圣徒基本上就是次方式的就是这个是这个这个两个信徒所发挥的力量，两个圣徒所发挥的力量应该是一个圣徒的乘方，然后三个应该是三次方，然后你一直次方上去。
So in fact, in the New Testament, you talk about the power and the effectiveness of saints. It is exponential. So if you have one, if you have two saints, then it is going to be the square of the power. And if you have three of them, it's the cube of the power.
所以你设想一下，一群长老，一群圣徒在一起，成为一种群体的榜样。
So if you see a group of believers, a group of saints together become the examples of other believers.
这个就是叫 WMC 大规模建设性武器。
This is WMC, Weapons of Massive Construction.
所以长老在这个地方用的是复数。
That's why elders is in plural.
我看今天的社会，我没有发现有哪一个地方是把这个WMC 真正体现、真正活出来的。
When I look at today's society, I have not seen many places where the WMC is actually being utilized and lived out.
美国被称为是文明世界或者是民主世界的灯塔。
The United States seems to be called a beacon of the civilization of democracy.
但是我过去一段时间追踪了这个大法官 Brett Kavanaugh 的提名辩论。
But look at the installation of the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
我看到两党在 Senate 里面的恶斗。
You can see the fighting, the infighting between the two parties among the Senate.
我越看越心寒，越看越失望。
The more I see this, the more I am in despair. The more I am afraid.
但是我们生活在这个社会里面还是很好的，因为我还可以批评。我要在别的地方讲，我可能就消失了。
But we are still okay in this society because I can still criticize. If I do it in another type of society, I may disappear.
所以这个世界群体是犯。
So this world is a group is failing.
没有哪一个群体让我们觉得是合一的榜样。
There is no group that we can see to give us an example of unity.
教会是世界的光。
Church is the light of the world.
教会里面应该是有真正的团契，真正的合一。
Church should have genuine fellowship and true unity.
教会合一的最高的水平，你大概不会从到这个主日学儿童班去找。
The highest level of unity in the church, you would not look for it in the children's Sunday school class.
应该是在长老团里面找。
It should be in the board of elders, among the fellowships of the elders.
长老团在真理里面的合一，这是教会的头等大事。
The unity of the elders in the church is the most key important thing in the church.
所以教会从本质上说，用英文讲就是 structured koinonia， 是一种带着圣经结构、带着上帝所启示结构的这样一种团契。
So the structure of koinonia is what is what should be in the church is that is what a church should be.
所以是圣徒的这样一种结构好了的这样的一种的团契。
So it is the saints or the believers as they establish this structure. This should be in this way.
而这一种的 这个结构好的团契，真正的说这个把三一真神的这个本质活出来的这样一种的群体，就是新约圣经里面所蕴藏的奥妙。This
group of people who can actually live out the fellowship of the triune God, the God, the Trinity, this is the mystery in the New Testament, in the Bible.
所以西佛教会经历漫长的案例长老的过程。
So even through a long process of installation of elders,
那我们也确实选出了一位非常优秀的长老。
We indeed have chosen a very excellent elder.
在我过去，我当然我认识 Dan 不是从五岁开始，而是四年前开始认识他的。
Of course, I did not know Dan when he was 4 years old. I knew him 4 years ago after I came to Columbia.
Dan 这么多年，我看到的是埋头苦干，毫无怨言。
I see that all these years, Dan has been working very hard, and he did not complain.
让我很惊讶的一点是，教会里的年轻人都尊敬他，爱戴他。
And I am amazed that the young people in the church they love him and they also respect him.
你知道，要得到年轻人的尊敬是很不容易的事情。
It is very, very difficult to get the respect of young people.
他们在几英里之外就可以嗅出你身上是不是有虚假、有假装。
From a few miles away, they can smell to sense whether you have any hypocrisy or any falsehood in you.
所以 Dan 那么多的年轻人喜欢他。
So many young people like and love Dan.
他所做的是教会的受薪传道人所做的事情，甚至是超过教会受薪传道人所做的事情。
What he did is equivalent to a paid pastor. In fact, he did more than what a paid pastor have done in this church.
我讲这么讲，不是因为我要贬低我们的受薪 pastor， 是因为我自己本来当过15年的受薪 pastor。
The reason I say that is not to downgrade our paid pastor. I personally have been a paid pastor for 15 years serving in the church.
我非常 尊重敬佩教会的代职长老。
I very much admire and respect the lay elders in the church.
他们在教会的服事一样不少，但是除此之外还有全职的工作。
They work very hard. There's a lot of ministry in the church, and they also have a full-time professional job.
还要照顾家庭。
They also need to take care of the family.
还要做得比别人出色才能成为长老。
And they have to do better so that they before they can become elders.
那么我们看到 Dan 的太太 Anita 也是忠心耿耿，在一个异族的教会，其实。我们都把他好像看成是我们华人了，对不对？你没有意识到他不是我们华人呐、啊。
In fact, you see, Anita, even though Anita, she does not look Chinese, you think that maybe you consider her to be like us to be Chinese already.
其实他就好像一个宣教士驻扎在我们中间那么多年，这一个家庭成为我们美好的属灵的榜样。
So it's like a missionary living among us, so that this family is a beautiful example for us.
教会找长老，就好像女孩子找丈夫。
The church looking for an elder, just like a girl in dating trying to find a husband.
找到之前，你要睁大眼睛，仔细挑选，千挑万选，不可将就，宁缺毋滥。
Before you make a commitment, you need to be very careful, examine everything, open up your eyes and check everything.
找到以后就不要那么挑剔，就要爱护、跟从、顺服。
But after you found the right one, then you not be so critical. Then you need to love and respect and submit.
因为他是属灵的父母，他要管你的。但是我们每个人天生都是不爱被人管的。
But because it shouldn't be a spiritual parent, it's going to oversee us and correct us. As humans, we do not like to have someone to lord over us.
这也是我对自己的要求。
This is what I demanded of myself.
顺服教会的属灵的权柄。
To submit to the spiritual authority of the church.
敬重上帝在我们之间设立的属灵的权柄。
To respect the spiritual authority that God has set up among us.
我卸了这个牧师的职分，到这个地方就是教会的平信徒。
I came to Columbia after I no longer a paid pastor. I'm just a lay member of the church, a believer in the church.
今天教会给我这样一个荣誉来分享上帝的话语。
Today I'm so honored that God that the church gave me this privilege to share the work of God.
其实是要。代表会众，我是你们中间的一个会众，我是个普通的会员，代表会众里面的一个呼声，我们需要近前的长老。
I am like just a member. I'm like you. I'll be like a voice of the member and make the call of the member. We need a pious elder.
我们要在一起，在一起顺服教会的属灵的权柄。
Together, we need to submit to the spiritual authority in the church.
那么我们最后用几分钟的时间来看一看，如果我们的教会成为一个结构好的这样一个团契，这样一个 koinonia， 那么我们到底能够做什么
？We can also look at that if the church has under the proper structure and also the structure of koinonia, then what can we accomplish？
也就是说，我们今天安立长老、设立长老团，对于我们的教会有着什么样的意义？
That is, as we establish elders or board of elders, what does it mean to our church?
那么我在读《使徒行传》的时候，大致发现保罗的思想大概有两个阶段。
When I read the Acts of Apostles, seems like the thoughts of the train of thought of Paul seems to be two stages.
第一个阶段大概是安提阿的阶段，他好几次出去宣教，然后是旅行布道的为他主要的施工的内容。
The first stage seems to be the missionary journeys. He went to Antioch and to different places to proclaim the gospel.
而第二个阶段是他后来比较靠后的阶段，在以弗所那边待了三年，然后是驻地执堂的阶段。
And then the second stage seems like Paul stayed in Ephesus for about 3 years and seems to stay there and plant churches.
保罗在以弗所的那三年里面，他的教会的思想，他对教会的思考，使得他的思想渐渐成熟。
That the 3 years that Paul spent in Ephesus, his thought on church and establishment and the planting seems to become more mature.
保罗在以弗所培训了一大批的门徒。根据一些学者的研究，他们推测，在保罗在以弗所跟他同工的，或者经受保罗受到保罗栽培的，大概有这些人，大概有索巴特、亚里达古、西宫都、该由、推基古、特罗菲摩，还有被后来被派出去的提摩太、以拉都、提多、以巴佛等等。
the scholars, they kind of speculated and they anticipated, they do the research and say that those people who are co-workers for Paul in Ephesus, according to those people, they would incur Epaphras, Aristotle, and Cetus, and Theophilus, and also later on those people send out Timothy, Esther, and Titus.
所以保罗在提摩太的阶段，他已经 不是很多的外出去旅行布道了。So
at that time, Paul wasn't engaged in missionary journeys.
他还是在那个地方，然后培训门徒，培训同工。At
that time, he stayed put and built up and developed co-workers.
然后差他们出去到各个城里面去建造教会，在小亚细亚一带地方建立了很多教会。And
then Paul sent them out to establish and plant churches in Asia Minor. They set up many churches.
这个就是以弗所周围的这些城市，然后保罗差派各种各样的同工，他的门徒，他培训的门徒到各个地方去建造教会。This
is a diagram of the churches around Ephesus. Paul sent co-workers and brothers to different places to set up churches.
所以我们才可以看到保罗吩咐提摩太，吩咐提多在各个教会里面，在各个城市里面建职堂，然后最后要安立长老。
That is why we see that Paul was telling Titus, telling Timothy to go to different churches, different towns to plant churches and then establish elders.
那么以弗所那个地方服侍出去很多的教会，以至于我们后来读启示录的时候，我们看到那启示录的七个教会，小亚细亚的教会，都在这个上面可以看得见。
And you can see that Ephesus was very influential center churches. In Revelation, there were seven churches. They were also among these churches.
所以保罗在以弗所，他的关于教会的这样的思考，他的这样的这个神学，我们叫做ecclesiology，就慢慢的在那个地方成熟。So
Paul's ecclesiology, his thoughts, his theology, and his concept on churches gradually become more mature at Ephesus.
而在这个职堂教会的理论的过程中间，长老在教会的地方教会的构架中起了非常重要的作用。
And in the matter of church planting, in that the concept of building churches, elder play a very important role.
所以这一些的教会后来成为改变罗马帝国。我们知道罗马帝国是一个血腥的、暴力的、野蛮的这样一个国家。And
we know that they later on transformed the Roman Empire. And Roman Empire was a very cruel and bloodthirsty and very barbarous nation.
所以在不到三百年的时间里面，就把整个罗马帝国给扭转过来了。And
then within about 300 years, the entire Roman Empire has been turned over.
我们看见这张图上面，这个就是当时初代教会一世纪、二世纪、三世纪教会的分布状况。This
is the distribution of the church in the first century, second century, and the third century at that time.
每一个点就是一个教会。Each
point is a church.
这个教会不是 Saddleback 那种几万人的教会。
So these are not huge churches like Saddlebacks. There are 20,000 people.
根据像 Robert Bank 或者 C.K. Barrett 他们这些学者的研究说，每一个教会大概的规模在50到100人，最多不会超过200人。
And then according to the scholars, each church would probably be maybe 50 to 100. They probably would not exceed 200 in its membership.
就是这样的教会，这样的所谓的 structure 的 koinonia， 这样的这个 weapon of mass construction 就把整个罗马帝国给翻转过来了。This
is these churches, these koinonia structures and these weapons of mass construction, and they transform the entire Roman Empire.
初代教会所能做的，我们哥伦比亚的教会为什么就不能做呢？
That the early church can accomplish, why is it that Chinese Church of Columbia cannot do this here.
所以我们看到，在整个神国拓展的过程中间，地方教会起了关键的作用。Look
at the expansion of the church. You can see that local church play a very key role in this.
而地方教会在地方教会的建造的过程中，安立长老是最为关键的一步。In
the setting up of local churches and church planting, setting up elders is a very key. Yeah, point.
这就是我开头所说的，安立长老是教会的大使。That's
why I say that this is a big thing in the church, in the history of a church.
而今天是我们哥伦比亚华人教会历史上一个重要的日子。So
today is a very important day in the history of Chinese Christian Church of Columbia.
让我们一起共勉。
Let us together and invite.